You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 24, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why are African ancestral lineages hidden from the public? On June 24, 2026, a major announcement shook the world of genealogy and Black history. The official Royal House of Sori released a groundbreaking report on historical erasure. This document exposed the deep-seated barriers that African descendants face today. These individuals, known as legacy holders, struggle to preserve and validate their ancestral lines. The report highlights a systematic pattern of dismissing Black historical narratives. HRH Princess Karen Wright, Sori Brengetsi Chatman, spearheaded this deep investigation.
She is a direct descendant of Prince Abdulrahman Ibrahima ibn Sori.
Her work aims to dismantle centuries of silence and distortion. This struggle reveals the deep wounds of chattel slavery. These systems of oppression work tirelessly to wipe out the sovereign identities of African people.
To understand this struggle, one must examine the life of Prince Abdulrahman Sori. Born in West Africa in 1762, he was the son of Almami Ibrahima Sori. His father consolidated the powerful Islamic state of Futa Jalans. Abdulrahman was highly educated and literate in Arabic. He served as a prestigious military leader in his homeland. However, his life changed forever in 1788. Captured in battle, slave traders sold him across the Atlantic Ocean. He arrived in Natchez, Mississippi, where Thomas Foster purchased him. For 40 years, his enslaver mockingly called him Prince. Despite his royal bearing, the plantation system stripped him of his sovereign status. The archives marginalized his complex identity for nearly two centuries. It took decades of modern research to bring his full story back into the light. The struggles of the Royal House of Sori are not unique.
Millions of Black families face a massive structural barrier in genealogical research. This barrier is known as the 1870 Brick Wall. Prior to 1870, the United States federal government did not record enslaved Black people by name. Instead, they appeared as nameless tallies under their white enslavers. This systemic erasure makes tracing family trees past 1870 nearly impossible. The 1850 and 1860 federal censuses used separate document sheets called slave schedules. These lists only recorded age, gender, and color. Therefore, ancestors became invisible numbers in government ledgers.
When researchers try to look past this point, the trail of paper often goes completely cold. This wall shows how deeply the resilience of African-American families has been tested over generations. To scale the 1870 brick wall, researchers must bypass standard public databases. Instead, they must search through the personal papers of white enslavers. These records include private wills, probate files, estate inventories, and bills of sale. Enslaved ancestors are only mentioned as assets or property in these documents. Finding these fragile papers is an incredibly difficult task today. Most of these physical files remain scattered across isolated southern county courthouses. Many regional repositories lack the public funding to digitize these records. In addition, historical disasters like courthouse fires have destroyed countless files forever. Without digital access, researchers must travel long distances to find their ancestors. This lack of preservation is a form of ongoing systemic neglect. Enslaved populations are left in decaying boxes, hidden from the public eye. Following the American Civil War, the federal government took small steps to aid newly freed people. In 1865, Congress chartered the Freedmen's Savings Bank. The institution aimed to teach financial literacy and build community wealth.
However, the bank served another accidental purpose. Its registration files required depositors to list their family members. These files created an incredibly rich archive for Black genealogy. Unfortunately, only about 2% of the formerly enslaved population ever deposited money there. Most newly freed people lived in extreme poverty. They were locked into exploitative systems of sharecropping during the failed post-Civil War reconstruction. Furthermore, white bank directors heavily mismanaged the funds. The bank collapsed in 1874, wiping out millions of dollars in Black savings. This disaster built massive distrust and destroyed a crucial genealogical database.
The story of Prince Abdul Rahman contains deep connections to the American Northeast. In 1828, the prince traveled to Hartford, Connecticut, during a national fundraising tour. He sought to raise money to purchase his children out of Southern slavery. The prominent reformer Thomas Gallaudet invited him to speak at Center Church in Hartford. The event was highly successful and raised significant funds for his family. Today, Connecticut serves as a hub for preserving this global legacy. The official Royal House of Surrey partnered with Trinity College in Hartford. Together, they launched the Whispering Voices Project. This initiative digitizes historical archives and documents connected to the prince. Additionally, Connecticut is a vital stop on the annual Walking in the Footsteps of a Prince tour. This journey physically retraces the steps of Abdul Rahman across continents and states. Historical erasure is more than a relic of the 19th century. It continues to occur in modern administrative processes today. Every 10 years, the United States Census Bureau conducts a population count. Following the count, the Bureau conducts post-enumeration surveys to measure accuracy. These surveys use dual-system estimation to check for population coverage errors. The results consistently show that communities of color are systematically undercounted. For example, the 2010 census missed more than 800,000 Black Americans. Census files are open to the public after 72 years. These documents serve as the foundational starting point for family genealogy. When the government misses people today, they delete them from the future archive. This ongoing neglect creates new brick walls for future generations. Modern technology was supposed to make genealogical research easier. However, digital platforms have introduced new barriers for legacy holders. Major ancestry databases rely on rigid Western genealogical standards. These algorithms require official birth and marriage certificates to validate lineages. Enslaved populations and pre-colonial African families did not have these documents. Consequently, legacy holders are locked out of digital validation systems. Academic institutions also participate in this pattern of dismissal. Scholars note that African lineages face a much higher standard of skepticism. Researchers routinely question documented oral histories from Africa. Yet, they accept similar European oral traditions without hesitation. This double standard represents a continuation of colonial bias. It attempts to diminish pre-colonial African sovereignty and noble heritages. Legacy holders must engage in constant cultural resistance to defend their family histories. Part of reclaiming this history is understanding the language of sovereignty. In West African history, the word Almami is not a proper first name. It is a prestigious sovereign title. The title is derived from the Arabic term al-Imam, which means leaders. It was held by military, political, and religious monarchs of Islamic states. Ibrahim Sori, the father of Abdurrahman, famously held this title in Fouta Jallon. These leaders were highly educated scholars who governed powerful theocracies. Over time, Western historical records flattened this prestigious title into a common first name. This linguistic distortion stripped these monarchs of their ruling authority in historical records. To decolonize our understanding, we must restore the true meanings of these titles. Efforts to do this are vital for decolonizing academic narratives globally. The official Royal House of Surrey continues to lead this fight for narrative justice. Through the Route 9 Foundation, they are digitizing vital manuscripts. These files come from ancient academic centers in Timbuktu and Ethiopia. They are securing and defending the records of African nobility. This work ensures that future generations will not face the same digital brick walls. Reclaiming the lineage of Prince Abdul Rahman is a profound act of historical preservation. The journey of his descendants shows that the wounds of slavery remain open. However, legacy holders are refusing to let their family histories stay buried. They are building new paths to validate their lineages. In doing so, they are ensuring that the true, complex story of the African diaspora is written with dignity. Copyright, African Elements.